All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when you're juggling work, family, friends, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care, but it all feels like a chaotic mess. Yeah, I've been there. And trust me, it's a recipe for burnout and anxiety. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your time and energy? It's all about setting healthy boundaries, those invisible lines that protect your well-being and sanity. Today, we're diving deep into the power of boundaries, because let's face it, life is too short to be constantly overstretched and depleted. First things first, boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential. Think of them as fences around your precious time and energy. They help you define what's important, protect your mental and emotional health, and ensure you have the resources to show up as your best self. It's like that scene in a superhero movie where they put on their supersuit boundaries, or like that armor, shielding you from the everyday onslaught of demands. Number 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are those things that absolutely must happen for you to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled? Maybe it's family time, getting enough sleep, pursuing a hobby, or simply having quiet time to recharge. Write them down. These are your sacred cows, the things you won't compromise on. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, I get it. But saying no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is crucial. It doesn't have to be a harsh rejection. Try phrases like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm already fully committed right now," or "I really appreciate the offer, but it's not something I can take on at this time." Remember, you don't owe anyone an explanation beyond what feels comfortable. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't leave things open to interpretation. When setting boundaries with friends, family, or colleagues, be upfront and honest about your needs and expectations. This prevents misunderstandings and resentment down the road. Think of it like giving directions you want to be crystal clear so people know exactly where you're going. Number 4. Protect your physical space. Your home is your sanctuary, a place where you can relax and recharge. Make sure it reflects that feeling. Designate specific areas for work, relaxation, and socializing, and try to keep them separate as much as possible. This helps create mental clarity and prevent work from bleeding into your personal life. And finally, number 5, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, engage in activities you enjoy, and make time for mindfulness practices like meditation or yoga. Remember, taking care of yourself allows you to show up better for others and handle life's challenges with more grace and resilience. Think about a time when someone pushed your boundaries without respecting your needs, maybe a coworker asking you to take an extra work late at night, or a friend always dropping by unannounced. How did it make you feel? Frustrated, stressed, resentful? You weren't being difficult for setting limits, you were protecting your well-being. The key is to start small and build gradually. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Start by saying no to one thing that doesn't serve you, or setting a specific time limit for checking emails outside of work hours. As you become more comfortable, you can expand your boundaries further. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. So, there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies to create healthy boundaries and reclaim your time and energy. By defining your non-negotiables, saying no with grace, communicating clearly, protecting your space, and practicing self-care, you can build a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and authentically you. Now, go out there and set those boundaries. And remember, you've got this. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of calm, control, and courage. Until then, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.